Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The annual marching band competition season kicks off this Saturday at the Pella Marching Dutch Invitational. Joining us on today's program are this year's drum majors of the Marching Dutch, Levi Duggar, Lynn Nickel, and Annika Banstra. They preview this Saturday's competition and what the show will look like this year for Pella's premier marching band. For the three of you, you are the drum majors here at the Pella Marching Dutch, and you have your competition season coming up. First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about this year's show and why it's a little bit different from years past.
Well, this year's show is entitled Rise Above, and it's kind of about how everyone in life kind of hits like a rocky point, and maybe they hit like their rock bottom, and then it's about the climb back up to that and how you can be successful still with the rest of your life.
And in terms of what's happened in years past, one of the things I heard at the parent preview is that this is meant to be kind of a lighter show because a lot of bands have gone dark. What's it like to have kind of a more inspirational show to be performing out here?
I think the intentionality that the show brings, being lighter, is more positive, and I think it'll make a bigger impact on people who listen and watch our show than in years past.
Now, there's some pretty popular music with this, too. What are some of the songs that people will hear you guys perform?
Well, we have a song that kind of featured into our show that's from The Greatest Showman, one of the themes, This Is Me. And then we also have songs from talking about the country during JFK's death. And then we also have songs featured from the movie Rudy.
And for the three of you, you're in the drum major position, so you don't actually go out there and play an instrument. Explain to our listeners what that role is and what your responsibilities are out on the field.
Well, we are the student conductors, so we are basically what you would see from a symphony director when you go to see like the Des Moines Symphony.
What kind of led you to pursue this path?
I think all of us were kind of encouraged by Mr. Place to try out the year before, and then we go through an audition process, and then the directors vote and the students vote, and we were all selected.
And what do you find fulfilling about the role of drum major, maybe as opposed to performing on the field?
I think seeing every little individual part on the field come together as more of a whole in the end. Marching with an instrument is just one little part, and sometimes you don't see that as often, like everything coming together as often as you do being a drum major.
Yeah, I agree. You get a new perspective when you're standing on top of a podium. You really get to see the show come together all the way from band camp to where we are now, our first run through today.
And now, in terms of the Marching Dutch Invitational, it's an annual show. Some of the best bands in Central Iowa come. You aren't actually competing just yet, but it's kind of your first full performance, especially for the upperclassmen. What does that day mean, kind of that kickoff to the season, and what's so exciting about starting that competition and contest season?
I think one thing that's really exciting about that is since we're hosting, we go last, so then everybody's there waiting for their awards, so we get a really big crowd that's really excited to see us every year.
And then you also perform at the football games. So I call some of the football games on the radio, and we get to hear you at halftime. And usually there's a really big crowd for that, too, not just there to watch football, but you guys. What's it like to see that? You know, the group of community members that come out to the football games, sometimes just to see you perform.
It's really powerful, I think, for the band to see every, you know, people that they know, like students and their parents and other, you know, their neighbors or something. It's just super encouraging to them, and I think it really helps the band to get more comfortable with performing in a more of a relaxed setting.
And as a younger member of this ensemble, what are the ways that you hope to carry on the traditions of the Marching Dutch? Because many people have heard it on our airwaves, Division I ratings, and there's high expectations. How do you try to keep that going as a younger member?
Well, I don't think it's all necessarily about winning. I just want to keep the tradition of working hard and getting it done and just keeping our band humble and just continuing to being who we've been for the past 46 years.
It's more about the music, right? Making sure it sounds good.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. The music sounds great, and just continuing to put in the work that we need to in order to put the show on the field.
I want to be excited when the players begin. I want to be excited when the players begin. I want to be 3 by 3. Fucking right!
Marching Dutch Invitational begins this Saturday at 4 p.m., and tickets cost $10 for adults and $5 for students at the Pella High School football stadium. Once again, those were the drum majors of this year's Marching Dutch. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.